Okay, we start the Tosis Loisa Seishesh Pekaris. And the basic Kasha and Teretz of Tosis has to do Loisa Seishesh Pekaris. As I said last week, the main thing we're going to talk about in Tosis has to do with whether an assay is Becha Shnei Labin. So just to set up the klolim that we know and we have to figure out, we know asei becha loisasei, so that at least we know for sure. We also know that ein asei becha loisasei sheish bekaris, we just had that in the Gemara. Loisasei sheish bekaris. That we have here in the bottom line, the Gemara comes back to it on Hay on the Bays. And we also know that ein asei Daicha Loisa Sei Ve'Asei. Okay, so those three we know from the Gemara. Okay, and Asei is Daicha Loisa Sei. It's not Daicha Lashish Bekaris we have now. It's not Daicha Asei Ve'Loisa Sei, we'll have it later. But mainly you know, Asei Daicha Loisa Sei, but not Loisa Sei Ve'Asei. So these three are Gemaris, and these three are Narashayim. The questions that we have to deal with, at least for now, are two. Shaila number one is if an assay is daicha beis lavin. If an assay is daicha two lois assays, what's an example of that? If you have a woman who's a mamzeres and a grusha, two lavin to marry a kohen hedyot. I say Daicha Loisa Sei, but a Taira, Kohen Hedyot could marry a Grusha. Kohen Hedyot could marry a Bayibu. Or a Yisrael can marry a Mamzeres Bayibu. Because I say Daicha Loisa Sei. What happens if you have one woman who's both? She's a Grusha and a Mamzeres. So that's our Shaila. Shaila number one is if I say Daicha Loisa Sei Lavim. Shaila number two is that an assay is daicha an assay. What's the case of an assay being daicha an assay? Marrying a ger adaimi within three generations is an isser assay. It says dar revi, what's the lashon? What's the lashon? Darshlishi Yavai Bekal Hashem. So it says the first two generations of a ger adaimi is an isser asei. Now the Gemara didn't talk about it. And Davchav, we talked if you could do yibum to a lav, if you could do yibum to lav asei, we didn't talk about yibum to an asei. So is one asei daicha another asei? So that's the second shaila. The Shadis Aryeh, Simon Lamed Gimel, last time we discussed Simon Lamed Beis. Simon Lamed Gimel is about this Shaila, if one essay is daicha another essay, which it's a show we're still going to talk about. Alright, so these are the Shailas. Is it possible to say in Svara? Any diukim? Just from the words themselves?
How can an essay be worse than a lot? It's a lot upon the holiday, but how can a lot of essay?
Halav haba mechlal asay.
The chiluk between halav haba mechlal
asay being a lav or not is shagas ayilam gimel. Taka what he ties it to. So you're saying that it should be the same as a lav.
At the worst, it could be a lav. If it's not a lav, it's better than a lav.
Rabbi Chanan asks this question. Simeches, he says that this is a lav haba mechlal asay mitzvi v'adayni. It should just be a lot. So then, Vaita, it should be a case of a Sei Decha Lois Asei. Right, I guess we'll have to talk about it to figure out if you're right. If somebody wanted to just start up Balabatish without going into any of the Rishayim, we have a rule, a Sei Decha Lois Asei. It's Mashma, a Sei Decha Lois Asei. That's it. If you can make a diuk, you should be able to make a diuk. I say to Chalais, I say, but not two Lais, I say. Just the words, the klal, asay doich alois asay, sounds like ad kan. Asay is doich alois asay. That's what the words sound like. So somebody really wanted, you could taina that asay doich alois asay is the mashma not two lois asay. Or asay doich alois asay, but not more, not asay doich asay. If you wanted to try to be medayik in the lashonis and say chazal's lashon is dafka, but then you have to say it by both. And both go in the same boat, and you would have to say on both of them that asay is dechal ois asay and nothing more. So if that diuk is emes or not, I don't know. I don't know anybody who made the diuk. Just the Gemara says asay dechal ois asay. I guess you would say anything more, it's not. It would have to be the other two are together and are not. You wouldn't be able to split it if you want to make such a diuk. Apparently the Rishonim were not medayik that way. I guess the Gemara is talking about an asay alois asay, so the Gemara doesn't go into more. But somebody could argue that the shakla v'tayir the Gemara, how do you know asay derech alois asay, and you have a limud, so day lechoy asay derech alois asay, why should it be derech too? Somebody could argue the point. Okay, let's see first the Taisvis, and then we'll try to come to a Havana. As much as we'd like to jump straight into the Svaris, we have to start with the Makairis. And the Makairis is this bottom Taisus. It's the Agav what Taisus says. Taisus doesn't say it's a Chiddush. Let's see the Lashon of Taisus. Laisas yeshesh bekaris midachi. Vim taimen. Amai lo yafinon delitchi maise diyibom. Vamai lo yafinon delitchi me asei diyibom didachi laisas say the karis deishasach. Why don't we learn from every case of Yibum that Asay is Dechal Asay Shesh Bekaris? So that Kasha is a Kasha, Taisus is asking that Asay should be Dechal Asay Shesh Bekaris. The Chitay, Hainu Hadam Lekamon, Ela Yisro Sak Dei Techamina, Taisi Ach Asay Shesh Bemamitzin Umei Eshesach. So Chayi Ketayna, that's the Gemara. The Gemara wants to learn from Eshesach. Taisus says no. Dim kain hechi dochi ala midami. Hasam chadi suri hacha tre suri. Haloi mifalginam b'shum makam. Yafinam aklaim etzitzis afala tre suri. Hechi boi la melef. So Taisus here, even though the lashon of Taisus is a little difficult, v'chitei m'shevo ein v'loi seima. But anyway, Taisus is naming up for a pashtus that the teretz of hatam chad isura chatre isure doesn't apply to asay dechal ois asay. No chilik between one isur and two. So when does it apply? The Taisus seems to say v'alos yeshesh bekaris. What's the chilik alos yeshesh bekaris and others? I don't know. See, there, the way Taisus learns the Gemara, there is only learning Achos Isha from Eshesach. So the two are not similar. Eshesach and Achos Isha. But because Achos Isha is two Isuri, and it's also Eshesach. So you're killing Achos Isha and Eshesach from just Eshesach. So the Gemara there is good. Because you have a case where it's Eshesach plus. So Fiyah and that Gemara is good, because talking about Yibum plus another Isser. But Taisus names on that there's no difference one Isser and two Isser. So Taisus is being Paishit Shaila number one. Taisus says there's no difference one Isser or two Isser. Asay Decha Lais Asay. It's also Decha Shtei Lais Asay. And Taisus says it Mekayach HaSvara. What's a Svara? Anybody? That it's Decha 1 Asay should be Decha 2. It's Decha 1 Lais Asay should be Decha 2. Not sure.
One at a time.
Maybe we should put the two together. Why don't we take it one at a time? So again, we come back to the fundamental yisoid that an asay doich alois asay can learn two ways. Why is an asay doich alois asay? You can learn that it's a point system. Asay has worth this many points. A license is worth this many, and I say is daichal license. If you learn that way,
If you learn that it's just a trade-off, a say is worth 100 points, a lois is worth 90 points, so a say that a lois is. If that's the case, then if it's two lois assays, maybe it should be deche the assay. Just because a say is deche lois assay, it doesn't prove an assay is deche two lois assays. Maybe two lois assays are worth more than one assay. It wouldn't be a proof. However, if we learn the second way was that we don't know the value of the mitzvahs. We don't know what's worth more. It's just a midah, shatayr nidrashas by, it's a way to understand the Torah. When we look at the Torah, we say, look, we have a conflict, and I say on one hand, the lysa say on the other hand, what was Ratzon Hashem? So we're told that Ratzon Hashem is that when you have an asay and a lysa say, the Rabbani Shalom never was mechayiv you on the lysa say. It's a way to understand the Torah, just like you have a hekish or gzereshava. It's not a svara that this is worth more than that. A hekish or gzereshava is a midah by which we understand Ratzon Hashem. How can we figure out what Hashem wants? It's a midah by which to understand. So too, you can learn a say derech alaisa say, is a way to understand what the Rabbani Shalom wants. If so, when I know a say derech alaisa say, yibum is derech grusha for a kayin. What does that mean? It means there is no issa grusha b'makim yibum. If a say derech alaisa say says that this is a say of yibum is derech an alaisa say of grusha, according to the second way of learning, it means Rabbi Shalom never made an issa grusha in a case of yibum. And if a say is derech alav of mamzer min atayra, it means there never was an issa mamzer in case of yibum. If that's true, if the vart of asay derech alaisa says that there never was an isser in the first place of mamzer b'makim yibum, there never was an isser in the first place of grusha b'makim yibum. So if it's grusha and mamzer, it doesn't matter b'makim yibum. There's no isser grusha. There's no isser mamzer. No difference, because b'chlal there's no isser. The Torah never said an isser in the first place on such a thing. If the Torah says, l'mashal, that you're allowed to be, you're allowed to cook for Eichel Nefesh on Yom Tov. So someone's going to say, well, if I have to cook with two ma'aseh malacha, it'll be different. Or three ma'aseh malacha, it'll be different. No difference. It's not pshat that food is daichet in Yana Yom Tov. The pshat is there's no issa Yom Tov when it comes to Eichel Nefesh. So if you have to do two malachas for Eichel Nefesh, or three malachas, or ten malachas, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how many malachas. It's bechlal not aser. The Torah never asked it. So, Taisus Svara fits well if we go with the Mahalach that Asay Deich Alois Asay is just Megala, the original Isser of the Torah. That when the Torah asked Mamzer, it never in the first place meant to aser a Mamzer b'makim yibum. There's no Isser bechlal. It's not that the Isser is pushed away. It's that there is no Isser. If you understand that there's no issa b'chlal, so what's the difference if you have one issa that there's no issa b'chlal, or two issa and there's no issa b'chlal, or ten? If there's no issa, if the Torah never asked it, so it shouldn't matter. So this would be a glata mahalach, an understanding that asay is daicha one lais asay, or two or three malichari surah, malichrei surah. Now this mahalach, well, certainly it's hutra according to this mahalach. If you go to a point system, you can clarify it's hutra. You can still clarify if the Torah means you do it l'chadchila, or you have to find an eitzim. But certainly if there's no iser b'chlal, it would sound like it's hutra, which we're not so happy with. By say derech to say, we prefer to go that it's hutra. Oh, so then we can clarify. Yeah, maybe three or four at some point. So we would have to figure it out. But Taisus says if such a pastus, there's no difference one lav or another. It fits better this way. I don't say you have to learn this way, just it fits nice. Rabbi Chanan stels zu the Russian Yavamis, in Yuma, the Russian Yuma. Again, the Russian Yuma had the Shaila, what to do with a chayla on Shabbos who must eat meat. Chayla must eat meat, there's no meat available. You have two choices. You can give the chayla nevela, or you could give the chayla or you could shecht on Shabbos. Shechting on Shabbos is an issakaris. So you have a choice. You could be over the issa nevela or the issa Shabbos. So there are a number of mahalchim. Maram Rittenberg said that Shabbos is hutra, nevela is hutra. So I'd rather be mechal Shabbos than this in the veil. The Ravid said fakert. The Ravid said Shabbos is a lav sheish bekaris. The veil is a plain lav. I'd rather eat the veil. And the Ran was the third shita. Was the in between shita. The Ran said it depends. Now listen to the Ran. The Ran said if the chayla needs one kazayis of nevela. The chayla needs one kazayas of nevela, then I would rather eat nevela, which is not as chamer as Shabbos. Shabbos lav sheish bekaris, and nevela is one lav. So I'd rather be over nevela than over karis. But if the chayla needs two kazayasim, then it's a shayla of two lavim or one lav sheish bekaris. I'd rather be mechal Shabbos and shecht. If I'm mechal Shabbos and shecht, I do one aveira for the chayla, and that's better than for the chayla to eat two kazeisim, in which case there are two lavim. What do you see from the Ran? What do we see from the Ran? Two lavim is more chomer than a lav sheish bekaris. Right? That's what the Ran is saying. You have a choice of shechting on Shabbos, lav sheish bekaris, or two lavim. You'd rather do one lav sheish bekaris than two lavim. That's what the Ran is saying. Right? So what do we see from the Ran? Two lavim is worse than a lav sheish bekaris. So is it asay daicha lav sheish bekaris? I say, ain't I say, dechalav sheish bekaris. So if I say it's not dechalav sheish bekaris, and the Ran says that two lavim is worse than an asay of karis, so an asay should not be dechal two lavim. Follows? Because you have a choice. The Ran says if you have a choice to be over two lavim or one lav of karis, I'd rather be over one lav of karis than two lavim. So you see that two lavim is worse than one lav sheish bekaris. And since ein asay dech lav sheish bekaris, so ein asay dech shtei lavim. Yeah, lav sheish bekaris. Pikuach nefesh is dech everything. Even lav sheish bekaris. But it's not asay dechalais asay. Pekuach nefesh is daicha b'chay b'hem. L'ashyomis b'hem. There's gzeres akasas that except the three things, you're allowed to be over any dirais, even a zillion diraises, in order to save someone's life, except for those, the three aveiros achamuras. By pekuach nefesh, it's not asay dechalais asay. It's a separate chiyuv in the Torah of b'chay b'hem l'ashyomis b'hem. The Torah says that you don't have to be over, you don't have to die for mitzvahs, except for the three main mitzvahs. So, zichu mechal Shabbos, we have over many surim to save someone's life. Zichu mechal Shabbos, over shtei lav. When you have a choice, you see from the Ran that I'd rather be over one lav shish bekaris than two lavim. That's not like our Tisus. That means that the Ran will be the bar plukta of Tisus. And the Ran is going to hold that Eina Sei Deicha Shtei Laven. The Rav Flutz of Taisus will hold that Eina Sei Deicha Shtei Laven. Because since Eina Sei is not Deicha La Shesh Bekaris, certainly it shouldn't be Deicha Tu Laven. Rabbi Chanan brings a raya to Taisvis from a Gemara later on Daf Memtes. The Gemara in Memtes talks about how we know Mamzerus. How do we know which child from which time, from which Isser, has the din of a Mamzer? So the Gemara has a limud from Lo Yigalek Knaf Aviv, which we're darshaning for Shemeres Yavam, Shemeres Yibam, that there's an Isser to be Miyabeim, a woman who was Knaf Aviv, who was Shemeres Yavam Da'aviv. In other words, you're not allowed to marry Shemeres Yavam Da'aviv. If your father, somebody fell to Yibam to your father didn't die. Your father's brother died. And if someone fell to Yibam to your father, so you would think you're allowed to marry that woman. There's a lav of Lo Yigalek Knaf Aviv that you're not allowed to. And that lav says next to the parasha of Mamzer. So the Gemara Darshan's Mamzeris from Lo Yigalek Knaf Aviv. So the kasha is that Shemeres Yavam Da'aviv is two lavim. Because every Shemeres Yavam is a lav. Even Shemeres Yavam, not your father. Shemeres Yavam, someone of the gast. Is any way in this a lav? Shemeres Yavam Yibam Da'aviv is two lavim. So how could the Gemara there learn from a case of two lavim to a case of one lav? Gemara saying Mamzeris is a lav, one lav Sheish Bekaris. How could you learn from that case, that's a case of two lavim, and you're learning from there to a case of one lavim? So Lachanan says it's mashma, that there's no difference, one lav, two lavim, it's all the same, like Taisus, malich had lav, malich shtei lavim. Because the Gemara is learning from a shtei lavim dikke case to a chad lav dikke case. So that's a mashmois, like Taisus, there's no difference, one lav and two lav. What? The Gemara says even three, the Gemara says then later that it's even three lavim because of the dasai, because it was his father's brother's wife. It's the dasai, right? So it's even three lavim. So you see that there's no difference. How many lavim you can learn from one to the other? Yeah, because they were not talking about the Chalaisa say. They were trying to learn from this Lav Sheish Bekaris to the other one. Oh, you mean maybe a Lav Sheish Bekaris? The Lav Sheish Bekaris is so chomer that even if you had Lavim, it doesn't matter. Yeah. Maybe a regular Lav does. Okay. I understand. It's not exactly the same. Okay. Could be a Yishu for the Rav. I'd like to answer the Yana Gemara from the Rav. There's a sheet of the Rash Mekinon, one of the Rishayim. He has a Sefer, I think it's called Sefer HaKrisus. The Rash Mekinon is quoted as holding like this Ran, holding that a lav that ein asay deicha shtei lav. He brings a raya from a Gemara in Tmura Daf Dalet. The Gemara in Tmura says that a lav is nitik lasei in many cases. The Gemara has, there's a halacha that if you have a lav and you can fix the lav with an asei, you don't get malchus, it knocks off the lav. So the Gemara there says about a tmura, there are two lavim by a tmura. Layach lifeno v'lo yamir asei, two lavim. So the Gemara says by two lavim, how do you know? You don't say asei dechalei, lav nitik lasei. One lav comes off because nitik lasei. But two lavim and not nitik lasei. So he brings a raya from there that two lavim is more chomer than one lav. And he says, Mamela, the same thing here. I say decha lasei. But mechitesi, that I say is decha, shtei lasei. Seems that he holds that Shaila is two lasei is more chomer than one asei. From that Gemara, you see two lasei is more chomer than one lasei. That's his raya. I mean, if we learn the machlokes the way I explained, maybe it's not a raya, but anyway, that's his raya. His raya from that Gemara is that two lois aseis is more chomer in the rules than one asay. Of course, two lois aseis, you get double malchus. But it means in the klolei hashas, we see by lav and nitik lasei, that's only one lav, not shtei lav and nitik lasei. So memela, every time you have a rule, the rule is lav and the rule is not two lav. That's his raya from Tumur.
All the raya connected places, and even the raya itself, we're making a deep in the room. It's all being based on a logical reason. Is it worse or is it not worse? You can say it's based on the series of customs and places. It's not a right at all places. Anyone's not a right at anyone's place.
Why?
Because even the Ram is only a cheshbon that they can say, but it's not like for Shabbos.
The Ram is based on Svara, though.
It's all his own Svara, but he's not going to say what the Lachat Hak is by Tehda Chloitz.
Well, Tais is saying it up his Svara.
Is it or is that one of the things?
Tais doesn't bring any rallies. Tais says that... The language is mashma. There's no reason to be mechalik. There's a cost of climate since this is one lab. I'm learning it's two lab. So, scenes. Right.
Or it's just that. Yeah,
it'll be for both. The lasei there is that once you make a tmura, you makar both karbanas. So it's misakan l'chayr both, because this is life of lo yamir. If it would be misakan both. So the stipler, I think it's a simit hazvav, brings a very mistavritik chilek, and we're going to have to work with this chilek whenever we talk about a seidei cheshtei lahavim. The stipler brings, where he brings it from, that there's a chilek between the shtei lavim of Masechtas Temura and the shtei lavim we are talking about. We are talking here today about a hechatimtza where two lavim come together. Each aveira is one lav, and you have a situation that came together. There's a lav of mamzeres, there's a lav of grusha. If you have a grusha, it's also a mamzeres, bang, so you have two lavim. Or you have a piece of nevela. So nevela is a lav. You cook the nevela with milk. If you hold this basa b'chalav and nevela. So now it's nevela and basa b'chalav. You have a hechatimtza that two lavim come together in one situation. That's our discussion. So that's the shaila. Does I say, is the say daicha when two loisaseis come together? When you have an aveira, that the Torah originally was keveya. Two lavim for this aver. Lo yachlifenu v'lo yamir, I said. The Torah originally said, it's not a hechatimtza. The Torah was keveya in Isser, which has shtei lavim. If the Torah is keveya, such an Isser in the first place, that's zichin esachamer. That is no shayla. Shtei lavim in one avera? Of course it's more chamer. Ein asei deichel say, but, I mean, asei deichel say. But not an Aveira, that's Mohammer. An Aveira that has two Lavim is Mohammer. If the Aveira comes originally packaged with two Lavim, Torah originally gave it with two Lavim, that's a Chachamur. That's not the Machlaikis Taisis in the Ran. The Machlaikis Taisis in the Ran is where two Lavim happen to come together in this case. The Veil is one Lav. The Ran says if you have a Chaylo who needs to eat two, in his case, he's going to be Avishtei Lav. Not that the Shev Issa Nevel is a two lavim dikka Issa. It's a one lav dikka Issa. So you have a both. So our entire discussion is in a situation where two lavim happen to come together. Do we say, I say decha this lav and I say decha this lav? But if it starts out as two lavim bahadadi, zakt start to the asat the Shev. What?
The Ran still argues
on Tesis. The Ran still argues on Tesis. But the kasha from Tamura, that kasha is not shvat. We still have a machlokes of asei deicha shtei lavim. Rabbi Chanan brings that the Ritva also holds like the Ran. I think the Ritva we're going to have later on Hayam and Aleph. It's the Ran and the Ritva hold ein asei deicha shtei lavim, and Taisus, the only one we have now so far, Taisus holds asei is deicha shtei lavim. Could be all those other Rishayim in Yuma who say that it's better to eat Nevela instead of being Mechal Shabbos, and they hold that way even by Shtei Lavim, two Nevelas, maybe. Maybe they also argue with the Ran and this Prad. Maybe not. It's not the two of Napa Hadadi. But actually, yeah, we covered Shaila number one. We've established there's a Machlekes Rishayim in Shaila number one. Taisa Shita is, I say, is Deicha Shtei Lavim. And the Ran Shita, the Ritva Shita, is Ein Asei Deicha Shtei Lavim. Now, I want to go to the next Shaila, but before that, I just want to just think out loud for a minute, okay? I told you now, as a Shir, Mar Makaymis, good. Just think it through. So let's say we say like Taisvis. An Asei is not Deicha to Lavim. Good. Asei is Deicha Shtei Lavim. Taisvis also, an Asei knocks off two Lavim. I'm just thinking out loud. Asei knocks off one and knocks off two. No difference one or two. So what about an Asei pushing away Asei Vilois Asei? Could an Asei push away? Well, we know. Ein Asei Deicha. Asei v'lois asei. Why? Like Taisus, there's no difference one aveira, two averas. So there's no difference one aveira, two averas. So why would an asei push away two lavim? And it doesn't push away an asei plus a lois asei. That's the hesber. If it's two averas, what's the difference? Is two lavim? Or an asei and a lav? If an asei could push away one aveira, could push away two aveiras. So if an asei could push away two lavim, because it pushes away each one. So when you have an asei against an asei v'lois asei, why doesn't it push it away? Must be because must be ein asei dech asei. Chayrit should follow that if you're going to hold like Taisus that asei knocks off two lavim, then an asei doesn't knock off an asei, l'chayrit. You follow the thinking? If you would say an asei is deicha, an asei is deicha lav, then the lav and the asei together should also get pushed away by the asei. If you say that an asei is deicha shtei lavim, but not deicha an asei v'lais asei, it must be the asei that's stronger. It must be the asei that's stronger. So then it would follow that if you say, like Taisvis, that asei deicha shtei lavim, it must be ein asei deicha asei. Chayrit should follow that way. Am I right in the thinking? Lois ein asei is mochamer together, and two lois asei are not mochamer. They're separate. According to the stiplus chilek, you're right. According to the stiplus chilek, but then you're telling me like this, that when we say, if an asei is deicha asei, a lois asei, the shaila is only if they're originally together. But if they're separate, maybe it is deicha. Right? And that's what you're saying. Which could be. Okay, shaila number one, we covered. It's a shaila we'll still talk about. Shaila number two. Is an asei deicha an asei? No, what's a svara? Anybody? Is there any svara in the world that an asei should be deicha an asei? Huh? What could a svara be? It beats me.
Which I say should be done.
That's exactly the point. Which I say is definitely which I say. But the etzem thing that an asay and asay, you can say this was dech that one, maybe that was dech this one. Like why would one asay push away another asay? They're equal, presumably. What? Which but you're not even an asay when you get again. Well, first of all, not everyone holds an asay of being married. That'd only be a hechsher mitzvah for a revu. But there's no al mitzvah asay, you're not mechuyev to marry this woman. You can go marry somebody else. You give a get, if you hold that marriage is an asay, you're being mevatel an asay. But you can still turn around and do it. Every time you date someone, you say no, you're mevatel an asay. Huh? Someone to marry. You don't want to marry that person. It's a bit less, eh? Something wrong. I say you only have to marry the one. It's actually a sugya later here in the Masechta. If your father tells you to marry somebody, you don't want to marry the person. So why aren't you mechuyev to marry the person? Huh? So we're going to have it later by Kibbut Ava'ein, the sugya of Kibbut Ava'ein, that there's a mitzvah saseh of Ahavta L'Recha Kamoicha that's mechayev you to only marry the person you want to marry. That's what the Marik says. And hey, Amit Beis, you have to get there. The Marik says that no mitzvah to marry the person that you don't want to marry. No mitzvah to marry the one you want to marry. It's good you heard that. Who knows what it would be? Okay, anyway, let's get back here. As I say, the point of the Shagas Aryeh Siman Lame Gimel is, it makes no sense. However, the Rambam, Perek Vav Halacha Yud, the Hilchis Yibum, brings Gzeira Bia Rishayna Atu Bia Shniyah, which we had in Daf Chaf. What was that? If a Loisa say falls to you to Yibum, a woman who's alive falls to Yibum, Min HaTorah say to Echel Loisa say, you're allowed to be Miyabim. The Rabbanu Agayza Bia Rishayna Atu Bia Shniyah. The Lashna Rambam, when he brings Gzeira Bia Rishayna Atu Bia Shniyah, is that min ha'tayra you could be miyabim chiyuvei lavim or chiyuvei asei or shniya is from the very seifrim. You could be miyabim somebody who's alive, someone who's an asei, or somebody who's lost a midrabana. And chazal wa geyser be a rishayna to be shniya, they ask the first being because he might do a second being. The Rambam says behedya that an asei of yibum is daicha the isra asei of adaymi or mitzri. Somebody that you're now allowed to marry because of this and asay, the Rambam says b'feirish, asay doicha asay. So in Shaila number 2, we have a b'furish Rambam in Hilchas Yibum that asay is doicha asay, and the Shagas Aryeh is very unhappy. And even though the Shagas Aryeh was in Achrin, he doesn't hesitate to start off with Rishayim in Malacha. And he is matmiya on the Rambam. Now he does say a possible svara for the Rambam. Why should one asay be daicha and another asay? Why should Yibum be daicha to Issa Mitzri? So he says what Yankee started to say before, that a mitzvah asay, that's a kumba asay. Most mitzvahs are says in the Torah, kumba asay. It means the Torah says, get up and do something. For example, lulav and shofar and kiddush and tefillin and tzitzis and yibum. They're all a mitzvah asay b'kum v'asay. So the Shagas Aryeh says that maybe the Rambam holds when you have a mitzvah asay b'kum v'asay. And it's a stira to another asay, which is a sheva al tasa. What's an example of a mitzvah saseh that sheva al tasa? The iser to marry an adoimi in the first two generations. A ger adoimi. It says, dar shlishi yavad b'kal Hashem. So, memela, we know sheva al tasa. There's iser aseh in the first two generations. An aseh that's b'kum v'aseh is daicha, an aseh that's b'sheva al tasa. Maybe that's Svara Sarambam. Otherwise, no Svara. Why should one asay be more than another? Hezber, anybody have a Hezber? Why an asay, b'kum v'asay, should be more than an asay with a Sheva al Tasa? Anybody have a Hezber? Why? No, Yaki, you said in the first place. Unless you meant for Kerek, that the Sheva al Tasa should push away the kum v'asay. What's a Svara? It's not much the opposite. Normally, you have Steeris, you say Sheva al Tasa, just don't do anything. What? The Ramban. The Ramban Yisrael. Yeah, but the logic of the Ramban, which I didn't speak out yet, would apply. The logic would apply that a mitzvah of Kumba say he says is Abba and Mashal Batasa is Yira. Could be. I would say even without the Ramban, the language Rabbi Hanan uses is that Asay b'shev al tas is like a lois asay. It's under the klolim of lois asays. It's like a lois asay. So maybe that's why you shev al tas is like a lav, and asay is daich a lav, so it's daich a asay b'shev al tas. However, the Shagas Ari says there's a problem from the Gemara. Gemara is a Chulin Kuf Mem Aleph. The Gemara there has the following Shakla Vatari. You have to follow the Shakla Vatari of the Gemara. Gemara has a case where a Mitzayra needs to bring a carbon. He needs a bird for a carbon. And he's walking and he finds a nest with a bird and a mother bird. So he needs these two birds for his carbon. However, if he takes the birds, he's over on. Shluch HaKein is what? Masikach Zalav and Shalech Teshalach. It's both. So the Gemara says, Gemara's very good. Gemara says he can't do it. Shluch HaKein is Aseh and Alayis Aseh. The din of bringing a tzipar, a carbon mitzvah is an asay, and asay daicha leisa save asay. So you're stuck. You can get one bird, you can't get two birds. Send away the mother and take the baby, but you can't take the mother. Okay, it's a good gemara. The gemara asks a question: what happens if he already picked up the mother bird to send it away? He picked up the mother bird with the plan to throw it away. And now someone says, wait a minute. If you hold on to it, then you're going to be able to bring a carbon. At this point, he's not over on Lysikach anymore. Because whatever kicha he did already. He's not over on Lysikach because he already took it in his hand. Now, the Gemara says, now it should be a case of asay and asay. A mitzvah saseh to bring a carbon mitzvah. And a mitzvah saseh of shaleach teshalach. So the Gemara says, maybe in such a case, he should be allowed to hold on to the bird in order to bring a carbon. The Gemara says no. My ume, the hayaseh, me hayaseh. Why is it better, the mitzvah saseh of carbon mitzayra, then the mitzvah saseh of shaleach teshalach. My ome the hayasei the hayasei. It's beferish in Gemara that ein asei deicha asei. You have here a beferish in Gemara that the asei of mitzayra, of carbon mitzayra, is not deicha asei shaleach teshalach. And here also, the asay of mitzayra of the carbon is a kumbasei deka mitzvah. Shaleach teshalach, shaleach is also kumbasei. Shaleach teshalach is also kumbasei. What? It's not be'idnei, you mean? It's not be'idnei. What?
Only kumbasei if the person wants to do it.
Well, you don't have to if you don't want to take the baby bird. If you want to take the baby bird, you have to send your mother bird. No?
Every mitzvah, taking a little esrog also is not a kumbasay. Once you go do it, once you do it, it's kumbasay. Only kumbasay if you have
so
to.
So the mitzvah is to go do it.
That's a kumbasay.
That's kumbasay. So shaleach teshalach is a mitzvah if you want to do it. So the Gemara says, "My umay the hayasay the hayasay." So first of all, Pasha Pshat, my own day Hayasei Asei means Ein Asei Dech Asei. That's a Shagas Ayah's Kash. Perish Gemara, Ein Asei Dech Asei. That's his Kash. Just in thinking it through, if they're both Kumva Asei, so then it makes sense, my own day Hayasei Ne Asei. You're saying that with that Shalat Shach maybe is a weaker Asei.
Every Kumva Asei means the Chiyin to do it.
No, because the mitzvah of Dar Shlishi, Yavai Bekal Hashem, is that you're not allowed to marry a darsheni. That's the Ksheval Tas. The Torah is saying don't marry a darsheni. So they have a chetimtza of an asay. It's really a laf haba mechlal asay. It's not a straight out asay. It's a laf haba mechlal asay. So that's the Shagas Aryeh Zeraya. And with that, he's matmiya on the Rambam. You have to see the Shagas Aryeh inside and see if he's mechalik here. Let's see how he deals with this Gemara. But Al-Kopanim, this is his raya, the Shagzai's raya, that ain't a say the chasay, may o may the hayasay, may hayasay, that's the Lashon HaGemara. So we have in Shaila number 2, Vaita Vaitis. So, I mean, to recap, basically, in the first Shaila, we have a Beferish Toysvis that a say the chasay lavin. The second Shaila, we have a Beferish Rambam that a say the chasay. Both are Mefurish. Then we have Chelkim. The Chelkim are from Diyukim, pretty much, from the Dayak and the Kavanas Aran, or the Kavanas HaRitva, that they argue with Taisus. The Shagas Aryeh is arguing with the Rambam without a clear reason. But he's arguing based on a Gemara. You ever heard somebody argue with the Rambam based on a Gemara? Oh, you know what the Rambam, you know what the Shagas Aryeh says? The Rambam, the Shitasai, doesn't bring this Gemara. This Gemara, Chulk of Mem Aleph, that if you took in your hand already, that he doesn't bring it to Rambam, his mashmet akamar. So he doesn't pass like that akamar. Where did the Rambam get it from? So we're not sure. We're always not sure where the Rambam made machlokes in his sugyas. Shagas Aryeh is saying the Rambam didn't pass like any akamar. So he holds that asay is daich asay min atar. But with Idan, he says, we still have a gemara. What are we going to do? All right, so these are a couple of shaylas. Now there's a gemara in Nazir Memches. The Gemara there seems to have a machlekes tanoim about this. It's funny, Rabbi Chanan sends you to look at Nazim Memches, which is why I looked. I'll tell you what the Gemara there says. And I don't know, it seems that this is the machlekes there. The Gemara there says, a Nazir is not a Bimetama, even to his kriver. What about a Meis Mitzvah? It says, for a Meis Mitzvah, he's allowed to be Bimetama. So the Gemara, what happens if he's a Nazir and a Kayin? He's both a Nazir and a Kayin. Could he be Mitama to a Meis Mitzvah? So Rabbi Shmuel says, I might be getting mixed up, which is Rabbi Shmuel or Rabbi Kiva. I think Rabbi Shmuel says that we have another, an extra pasuk, a Chayisai, to teach us that even if he's a Kayin plus a Nazir, he still could be Mitama to a Meis Mitzvah. Rabbi Kiva in the Gemara says, Mali Chani Surah, Mali Trei Surah. Why do you need another pasuk? What's the difference if he's just a Nazir? Or if he's a Nazir and a Kohen Gadol? My Mali Chani Surah, Mali Trei Surah. That's the Lashon of the Gemara. It sounds Pash Pshat in the Gemara, they're arguing. Are two Lavim more Chavah than one? And here it's two Lavim and two different mitzvahs. Two Lavim come together, Mali Chani Surah, Mali Trei Surah. It sounds like Rabbi Kiva and Shmuel are arguing about it, and they're not arguing in a din, they're arguing exactly, if you need a pasuk, you don't need a pasuk. Everyone agrees, the Nazir of the Kayin is Metama L'meis Mitzvah. They're arguing, if you need a pasuk, you don't need a pasuk. So I'm not sure, I'm sure there's a way to answer why that might be different than here. But I'll call upon him, that's the Gemara Nazir that he brings. All right, so to sum up, we have these klalim. I hope you'll chazer the klalim. Tomorrow, I'll just spend a small amount of time still on this. We are going to learn Tosfos Tiksiv tomorrow, which means we're vayta, not going vayta tomorrow, which we'll make up for by learning smuchim quickly. Tosfos Tiksiv, the ikar of Tosfos, is the question of why women are not mechuyaveis in mitzvah tzitzis. So the Tosfos, the top Tosfos Yerushalmi has a second teretz. And it's a sham, we'll deal with it. There's a sham.